head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line. And you can also shoot us an email at the McLaren Greater Lansing email inbox at morningshow@1320WILS. Let's talk with Melanie McElroy of Common Cause. Melanie, how are you?
Hi, Tony. I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us what Common Cause is.
We're actually a national government watchdog organization, and we're set up in a number of states. So I'm the state director here in Michigan, and we like to focus on issues of transparency and government accountability.
Well, voting rights advocates are taking aim at bills that create obstacles for Michigan citizens. There are groups like the Michigan League for Women Voters, Common Cause, Project Vote, and the A. Philip Randolph Institute, as well as others, will hold a press conference today at the Michigan Capitol to denounce a package of bills that will make it more difficult for Michigan voters to cast their ballots. Tell us about this event and why you're doing it.
Well, the two bills that we're particularly concerned with are Senate Bill 754 and Senate Bill 803, and both of these have passed in the Michigan Senate, and they're in the Michigan House Redistricting and Elections Committee. So that's who we're focusing on, is to get the committee members to really see another side to this voting issue. And Senate Bill 754 would do two things. First, it would amend the Michigan election law to require training for people who are registering others to vote. And this includes third-party organizations like the League of Women Voters, who we've been hearing from at these hearings, as well as teachers who maybe want to register their high schoolers to vote, student organizations on college campuses. We've also heard from students, we heard from some yesterday at Michigan State, who like to go around to dorm rooms, to different classes, to community centers, and register their fellow students to vote. And under this bill, they would have to go through a certified training to do so, and the registrations that they collect could be turned away. And it just puts extra burdens on these people who are only trying to register others to vote, and it's a very simple form that they have to fill out. So it shouldn't require as much bureaucracy as is being potentially put on them. And the second part of that bill would require a photo identification to be shown for in-person voter registration at clerk's offices and SOS branches, as well as voting in person. And so we take issue with that for a number of reasons, and mostly because there are... said to be about 622,000 people in Michigan, voters in Michigan, who don't have proper photo identification. That might be because they're elderly, they don't drive anymore, people with disabilities who never did drive, students who haven't yet gotten a driver's license, and just people who may not have the means to take a whole day off and go through the process, or may have lost the original documents that they need to obtain a photo identification. So we believe that that portion of Bill 754 is a solution in search of a problem. We don't have any evidence of fraud in Michigan. And we understand that the Secretary of State, who created this package, and other members of the Senate, are only trying to preserve the integrity of our elections, which is what we all care about. That we feel that this would actually burden a lot of voters, and particularly voters in disenfranchised communities, from participating.
All right, Melanie, when it comes to the ID... Mm-hmm. You know, I don't get that one because I've already got Social Security cards for my kids. They don't have photos on them yet, but I hear that is coming. But I can remember ever since I was born that you have to keep ID on you, and you have to keep picture ID from high school. There's high school IDs. There's driver's licenses. There are state IDs that you can get if you don't have a driver's license. Why not be able to identify you and take away that opportunity for fraud? I don't get that.
Well, we think that particularly if this bill were to be implemented before the 2012 election, there just isn't enough time to reach out to all the communities, particularly the elderly who have been voting for many, many years, and who may show up at the polls and decide that, hey, this time they're going to be blocked and there's no time for them to fix the mistake. If this is going to be implemented in many other states, Indiana, Missouri, there was a Get Free ID program where the government was out there helping people, making sure they had the means to get this ID. It did cost the state a lot of money. And here in Michigan, there wouldn't be that free option. And so we're really concerned with people who need to find the transportation to go do this, the child care, the time. And so although we do agree that eventually it would be wonderful if everyone in the state had a uniform identification system, that there just isn't time to implement
that. So that's the problem. That's the problem you have with it. There just isn't enough time. If there was more time to implement this over maybe a year, a couple years, you'd be in support of it.
Yes, potentially. And I think the real problem is that we would be turning away far more eligible voters than we would be potentially stopping the few fraudulent, potential cases out there.
Because you know what we're hearing is that there are thousands and thousands of potential Democratic voters who don't have the necessary ID, who aren't necessarily citizens of Michigan or this country, but voters that would vote for Democrats.
And I mean, the Counting Cause is unable to look at it that way. We are a nonpartisan organization. So we're just looking at the numbers of people who don't have ID but are registered to vote versus the cases of fraud that a lot of members of this committee have been unable to come up with for us.
All right, well, let's talk about the other issue, which would require the training for people to certify folks who would vote. All right, for example, James, our producer, here, is one of the smartest guys I know, but without proper training, I don't know if James should go out there and register people to vote.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that we've been talking to the League of Women Voters about this a lot. They are an awesome organization that's been registering voters for a very, very long time, and there already is a system where they themselves are able to train people who are on the street in communities registering people through a simple worksheet that they've been going through, and that's approved by the Secretary of State. The only thing that they currently don't do is have some sort of a check, some sort of a bureaucracy through the Secretary of State saying that this and this person has been certified. So there's no certification process, although each organization has been doing individual training with their members. It just hasn't been a uniform process.
All right, so bottom line is we need to get more people registered to vote. We need to get more people ID. We need to get more people who are qualified to do both, but it takes a little bit of time and a little bit of money, and you see these as being pushed at a rate that isn't fair.
Absolutely. We should be encouraging people to vote here in Michigan. We have a low voter turnout, and democracy works best when everyone's voices are heard. So we definitely think that these bills, I mean, they could be implemented a little bit differently with a longer period of time. I mean, there's room to talk about this because obviously nobody wants fraud in our elections.
All right. The press conference is this morning at 11 o'clock or immediately following the House Redistricting and Elections Committee hearing. Melanie McElroy is with Common Cause. Melanie, stay in contact with us. We want to follow this process through, and we will be covering the story more tomorrow on the program. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony.